Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple's base model iPhone 18 won't launch until early 2027, but when it does arrive, a new rumor says it could pack two new iPhone Pro-level upgrades. In a new research note seen by 9 to 5 Mac, analyst Jeff Poo lines out expectations for this base model, based on his sources and supply chain research. First, he says that the device will feature 12 gigabytes of RAM, up from the 8 gigabytes in the iPhone 17. We've seen conflicting reports in the past about how much RAM the iPhone 18 will have. Most recently, Ming-Chi Kuo said the device would only get 9 gigabytes of RAM, not 12. But Poo's report mentions 9 gigabytes of RAM coming to the iPhone 18e, while the iPhone 18 will get 12 gigabytes. If the base model iPhone does indeed jump from 8 gigabytes to 12 gigabytes of RAM, it would also unlock support for the most advanced Apple Intelligence models, which are currently limited to devices with at least 12 gigabytes of RAM. Meanwhile, Poo also says that the iPhone 18 will get a new dynamic island design that's first debuting on the iPhone 18 Pro this fall. This would be somewhat of a surprise upgrade. When iPhone 14 Pro first introduced the dynamic island, the base iPhone 14 kept the notch. It wasn't until iPhone 15 that Apple brought the dynamic island to the lower-cost model. But at least according to this new supply chain report, it sounds like Apple might move quicker in bringing its new, smaller dynamic island to the base model iPhone. Next up today, Apple has hired a new vice president of government affairs. Bloomberg reports that Apple has hired Nate Gatten, a veteran executive from American Airlines, for the position, and that he will take over on August 31st. Until last year, Apple's government affairs organization was led by Lisa Jackson, who joined the company in 2013 after previously leading the Environmental Protection Agency during the Obama administration. Jackson also oversaw Apple's environmental and social initiatives, but she announced her retirement late last year. Now, Gatten is set to assume the title of Vice President of Government Affairs on August 31st and will report to Jennifer Newstead, Apple's Senior Vice President and General Counsel. Bloomberg explains that Gatten is a Republican and that Apple wanted someone who could align with the Trump administration to take this role. Gatten became the head of government affairs for American Airlines in 2017 and announced his departure this week. Before his time at American, Gatten worked at JPMorgan Chase and Fannie Mae. While Tim Cook is stepping down as Apple CEO on September 1st, he will remain involved in engaging with policymakers around the world in his new role as executive chairman, and Gatten is expected to work closely with Cook in this new position. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. As we enter the last few weeks of summer travel, if you travel with your MacBook, you're carrying your digital life with you. iCloud keeps your files in sync across devices. Time Machine protects you locally. But if your laptop is lost or damaged while traveling, you need to have an off-site backup. Backblaze runs automatically and creates a separate backup of your entire Mac in the cloud, including external drives. You set it up once and you're set and protected. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for off-site protection. Try it free at backblaze.com/9to5mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Next up today, a new report from The Guardian says that Apple is among companies in talks to acquire the streaming rights in the United States to the Open Championship. The Open Championship is the oldest of golf's four major men's tournaments and is run by the R&A. Americans sometimes call it the British Open to distinguish it from the U.S. Open, which is a separate major held each year. NBC inked a 12-year deal for the Open rights in 2017 after outbidding ESPN. Its rights are also shared with Versant, which runs the Golf Channel. As those rights come up for renewal, the R&A says that it expects to hold discussions with both NBC and Versant, as well as potential new partners. Apple has reportedly held discussions in a preliminary fashion with the R&A about bidding for the open. The report cites a source with knowledge of Apple's plans and says the company remains committed to investing in sports rights and will continue to search for the right properties. Last year, Apple announced a major partnership to become the exclusive Formula One broadcast partner in the United States. The company also streams Friday Night Baseball games, as well as all MLS matches. And based on this latest report, it seems like the company also has an interest in adding golf to its repertoire. Running out today, as we head into the weekend, Apple has just added a bunch of new movies available to Apple TV subscribers, available to stream at no additional cost. Apple TV is, of course, marketed as a streaming service of originals, and Apple has been slowly growing its catalog of exclusive TV shows and movies. But this latest initiative is Apple complementing its offering with a bunch of existing movies to stream with your subscription at no extra charge. It's not currently clear if this initiative is intended to be permanent or a limited-time promotion. Apple has experimented with this strategy of adding limited-time movies from other studios to its service in the past, but it has never ironed out an exact strategy. You can find the current offerings in a new Great Movies now available on Apple TV Carousel in the Apple TV app. The exact list of what's available varies by region, but we have seen offers in the US, Canada, and the United Kingdom. In the United States, for example, some of the movies include The Martian, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, 21 Jump Street, Gone Girl, The Titanic, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, The Rookie, and many others. Again, these are available now to stream for Apple TV subscribers at no additional charge in the TV app on any of your devices. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it is very helpful to us if you head to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. You can find an ad-free version of the show for $5 a month or $50 a year at 9to5mac.com/join. You can follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.